Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
44035.
44035.
Yes.
Okay. And your first and last name?
What company is this?
You've reached customer service for over 400 products that are ordered online.
Would one of them be skillets? Emerald skillets?
Yeah. That doesn't sound familiar, but I mean, I could check for you.
I'm just wondering because I have a charge on my credit card that I don't recognize the company.
Mm-hmm. You said for skillets. What's your first and last name?
Wayne Reisinger.
Okay. I have a Nancy Reisinger.
Oh, Nancy Reisinger. Okay, yes.
Okay, let me check and see what was ordered. And what's your address, please?
311 Ashland Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one moment. Okay, it looks like she ordered a Dyson vacuum cleaner. She entered in a sweepstakes, a survey. And in doing that, what came along with that was a meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes and tutorials, videos, and things like that.
Well, it was a free one. I didn't pay for it. It was a prize for.
Oh, she.
I wasn't supposed to pay for that.
She said she wasn't supposed to pay for that. She said it was a prize for doing what? A survey.
Yeah, did a survey.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what came along with that was that meal plan app.
A meal plan app? What
Correct.
Is a meal plan?
In a meal plan app, it provides you with videos, tutorials, nutritional recipes, and things like that.
Oh, well, she doesn't want those. I don't know how that happened, but can you cancel that and refund our credit card?
Mm-hmm. Now I can reduce the cost by $20 if you like.
I never got any vacuum. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, we never got anything.
See the Dyson vacuum, that's like a sweepstakes where each time you have the meal plan app, it enters your information with a closer chance of winning the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
So she's not getting the Dyson anyway, mm-hmm. then.
Well, she still should receive it. Hold on for one moment.
There was never
be right with you. But see, that information, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions.
Hmm. Well.
Mm-hmm. But the account is canceled. Hold on for one moment.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the system... let's see, hold on for 1 second. Okay, now the system will allow a 25% credit. I can at least credit 50% back to the account.
And then is it closed then?
Yes, the account is, I canceled the account before I offered, you know, to credit 50% back.
Okay. Well, let me let you talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
okay.
not sure.
Hello?
Yes, this is Cindy with customer care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did not order any of that.
Well, you ordered the Dyson vacuum cleaner by completing the survey.
That was not the way it was presented when I answered
mm-hmm.
the survey.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I shouldn't have answered it because they're all a scam.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. That information is disclosed in terms and conditions in reference to, you know, what you're signing up for. I was letting your husband know.
No, it was a survey about some company that we deal with,
mm-hmm.
and it was nothing was said about charges on it.
Okay.
And I didn't order. He said the other one was a meal plan.
Right,
I
that
did
came
not
along.
Order any meal plans.
Mm-hmm. The meal plan app that came along, that was in addition to you completing the survey. So I was letting your
all
husband
on the
know.
Same survey?
Correct.
All right. Do you have the number for the survey?
No, we don't have anything to do with the survey. We're just customer service for the meal plan app. I was letting your husband know that I'm able to credit 50% back to the account.
Oh, no. 50% is not suitable. I did not order any of that.
The most I'm able to credit back would be 75%.
I want it all back. I did not order any of it.
I couldn't refund all of it, the whole charge.
Pardon?
I couldn't refund the complete charge. I'm only able to refund 75% because we have a strict refund policy. Once you've been billed, the product is yours to keep. But that also is disposed.
I don't have any products. I don't have anything. I have nothing. If I'd have received something, I would be okay with the charge. But I did not receive anything.
You have the meal plan,
and I did
which
not.
Is associated.
No, I
with
don't.
The...
I don't have it.
That app goes to your, well, you would have to download the app.
I didn't download any app. I don't know of any app to download. I had nothing to do with any meal plan.
Yes, that information, but if you didn't read over the terms and conditions, you wouldn't know. That's what I was trying to explain to your husband, what you signed up for. You signed up for the, it was a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and then it puts you in a sweepstakes. And also, it signs you up for the meal plan app. And that's why you were being billed at $49.89.
Well, it's a scam, that's for sure.
But again, we're assuming the customers have read over the terms and conditions and they're fully aware of what they signed up for. But
I read most of it before I signed any or before I go on to anything. And I saw nothing that said anything about charges.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am able to at least credit 75% back. The account's canceled, so you don't have to worry about any additional charges, but I am able to at least credit 75% back to the account.
Well, I didn't cancel it fast enough, that's for sure. Well, I went 100% back on it because I did not agree to any of that.
Okay, well, I can't provide you with a full refund, but I can refund 75% of the $49.89.
Well, I can also blast it all over the Facebook and anything else that those surveys might be on, that they're all a scam and for nobody else to ever get into it.
I mean, well, that would be unfortunate, but again, I can at least get 75% back. I can do that for you because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for.
Maybe I'll see a lawyer about it then.
Then
that's
I would baloney. Be able to,
that's a
I
trap.
Be able to refund any of it then, since you're going to contact an attorney. We'll have to wait till your attorney contacts us. But I did, your account
is
canceled.
You better go ahead and do at least the 75 because I'm going to work on the rest of it.
Okay, I wouldn't be able to provide you with a refund. I would have to wait.
You sure as hell better.
Well, you said you were going to contact the attorney, so if you're taking legal
matters.
Well,
and I haven't done that yet.
Okay, I'm only stating what you said you were going to do. Hold the line for one moment so I can make additional updates on the account, please.
This is bullshit.
Be right with you. One moment.
Just get the refund in. I don't need anything else from you. Just get the refund in. Don't need any more information because she's got it all. How in the hell do they do that and get by with it?
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did get approval to provide you with a full refund because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for. That credit will be applied back to the account. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay, that account has been canceled. So now what?
Well, now have you disputed the charge with your bank?
Pardon?
Have you disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company?
I called the company today, and she said she would look into the dispute. Nothing has been done yet. I just can't.
No. Okay.
Obviously, somebody else had my card number that I didn't want to have, so we canceled it.
as long as you're with the same institution, the credit will
be
applied.
She's sending me a new card.
I understand.
She's sending
but
me
you're
another
still,
card, yes.
I understand, but you're still with the same bank, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So as long as you're still with the same bank, once that credit has been applied to the account, they know to credit the new account or your new card.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. You want to allow 3 to 5 business days. You're all set.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.